Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
From all of us at Liberty Counsel, we want to wish you a very happy new year. There is a lot ahead, and this will be an exciting year. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we have just completed an amazing 2024 from Liberty Counsel's perspective. We had so many developments that happened in 2024, too much to tick off on this radio program. But it was an amazing year of many victories, precedent-setting cases, advancing in the ministry in so many different ways, and then this incredible election that happened in November in so many different ways, not only with the presidential election, which was amazing, also what happened in the United States Senate, the House, having all three branches under one particular party, and what those opportunities may present going forward, but also there are three states that had abortion initiatives that ultimately beat those abortion initiatives. And one of those is Florida. That became the very first state in the nation to defeat one of these abortion initiatives, where Planned Parenthood and others spent $137+ million. There may be more, probably more. It may be close to $200 million when you look at all the money that was actually spent to pass this. It failed, and life still reigns in Florida. But this year, Holly, as we begin January 1, 2025, we have an exciting opportunity ahead of us. And if you think about the alternative of what it might have been with Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz, think about the radicalism of the LGBTQ, the abortion, the open borders, what would happen around the world with regards to the destabilization of America and our allies around the world, some of the things that would happen in the United States. What a difference.
But you know, Matt, just to backtrack for a moment and just to remember the importance of persevering, you know, for the Lord. We could have easily said after the election, you know, was stolen in 2020, we could have easily just packed up the shop and said, you know what, we're not going to win anything with this administration. It's just going to be too much of a battle. But we continue to go forward. And as a result, God has been faithful to us despite all of the different issues we've had to fight regarding religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and the family and marriage, and particularly this LGBT agenda that they have pushed down people's throats.
You look at what we went through in 2020 with the election. And then you had Biden, and then you had Biden impose the mandates, and you had the military become devastated. About 8,000 people were discharged.
I mean, COVID was a nightmare right there.
Yeah.
And we have never been so busy. You know?
Well, you look at what happened with the churches. We litigated on behalf of the churches from East Coast to West Coast.
And we're still litigating.
We're still litigating COVID on behalf of certain people. We won the churches back in 2021 with two Supreme Court wins. And we stopped the worst offending state in the nation in 2021 from these COVID lockdowns. And that became a domino effect around the country. But then Biden issued these mandates in 2021. And it impacted healthcare workers. It impacted the military. It decimated the military. It resulted in low recruiting, under recruiting, retention, lots of people leaving. It resulted in colleges and universities coming after their students. It resulted in healthcare workers leaving the profession. It was horrible. These companies and these businesses were shut down because of the lockdowns. There were trauma that was inflicted on young people because of the masking and the social distancing that we had to go through, a lot of trauma that has happened in those 4 years during the Biden administration. And you also see, on the other hand, this persistence that you're talking about. Against all of that trauma, we pushed back, others pushed back, prayed, didn't give up. And that's, I think, a message that we need to learn no matter whether we win or whether we lose.
Right.
because we ultimately did win against the COVID lockdowns. We won against the COVID mandates. We won against the COVID disinformation and the narrative that they're safe and effective. Everything that we said came out to be true. We also continue to push back against the radicalism of this LGBTQ agenda with the mutilation of children. Now we have 26 states that have passed laws that are restricting, banning these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries on minors. We have a number of states that are passing laws to protect girls in women's sports and private facilities. We also have, think about this, what happened in 2024? All these mega corporations that went DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, the whole wokeness movement, all of those are caving.
Right.
And they're realizing, you know what? From Budweiser to Target, it doesn't pay to go crazy like this. And these companies, including Walmart and others, are saying, you know what? We're backing away from this wokeness agenda.
Right.
So I think people are fed up with the wokeness. They're fed up with this LGBTQ agenda.
Well, people are waking up. I think that's the bottom line. We've gone through all this trauma, so to speak. And I think as a result, so many people have awakened. And we saw that results with the election. People coming out in droves and voting for President Donald Trump. And now we can anticipate a great 4 years of making America great.
You know, when,
it's a blessing.
When Donald Trump won in 2016, in 2017, we created like a four-page wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And it was broken down into various categories. One of them was on religious freedom, life, and so forth. One was on the judges. One was on Israel. In the Israel category, we listed moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Within about 2 to 3 years, as we continued to press forward, it was like, this is what we'd like to see accomplished under this administration. And it was amazing that we were able to tick off one after another after another, how many of those we were able to accomplish. Well, this year, we've done the same thing. And so we have a great opportunity ahead of us. January 20 is coming, and it can't come fast enough.
I mean, you look at our country. We're on the verge of another war, and Israel and the situation and what's going on in Syria. So many things, but within our own country, we have got a country to fix.
Well, we have so many opportunities. We're very excited about 2025.
Yes.
From our religious liberty perspective, we have increased our legal department. We are going to be filing a number of cases this month. We're very excited about the future and the direction of where Liberty Counsel is going. And we also, with our Washington, D.C. office and working on the state level, but particularly in Washington, D.C., like I said, we have this strategy that we want to implement. And we believe that it is very feasible to make some really big moves and change as we move forward in 2025.
It's exciting.
And it includes, obviously, the border. Mm-hmm. It includes pardoning the J6ers. It includes pardoning the pro-lifers that were unlawfully put in prison, that are in prison as we speak right now, that are spending New Year's Day in prison, elderly people, grandmothers that are there. It includes stopping the weaponization of our government, punishing those or holding those accountable that have been part of this weaponization of our government. It also includes addressing the Department of Education, so much more, our strengthening our military to make our military great again.
Absolutely, and downsizing and getting rid of some of those federal agencies.
And stopping, yes. And, you know, finally, we've had Republican presidents in the past that said, oh, yeah, we want to run to fund Planned Parenthood. Well, you know what? They continue to fund Planned Parenthood. There's no reason why we have this out-of-control debt that we're funding Planned Parenthood. And now we have the opportunity. Elon Musk says we should not be funding Planned Parenthood.
And President Trump did defund in 2016 when he was in office.
And, you know, also Elon Musk called the Southern Poverty Law Center a dangerous organization.
True.
So they're not going to have the same access to the White House. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a deficit standpoint, I'm so glad that Elon Musk is there to give some fiscal information and guidance on what can be cut, because America can't continue to go on this road of this interest rate. We're paying more interest every year than we are for the entire defense budget. That can't continue. America is on this verge of collapsing if we don't do some significant changes. And this year is an opportunity to do so. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can click on our media and news. And I encourage you to subscribe to our emails, because those emails will keep you up to date regarding what we're doing and how you can make a difference in 2025. May you and your family enjoy this brand new year of 2025.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.